This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. CNN is reporting that an advisor to Mariupol's mayor says Russian forces have announced the city will be closed for entry and exit on Monday. This is, of course, referring to the Ukrainian city that has been under siege by the Russian forces for several weeks. Petro Andruschenko, the mayor's advisor, said on the Telegram social app on Sunday that Russian forces had begun issuing passes for movement within Mariupol. In a separate statement on Saturday, Andruschenko said Russian forces announced the city would be closed for entry and exit for everyone starting Monday, but there would also be a ban on moving around the districts for a week. He said men in the city would be subject to what he called filtration, what CNN says is relocation for screening by Russian forces. Andruschenko's statements on Telegram could not be independently verified. CNN reports he is not in Mariupol, but works to gather information from people in the city. CNN is also reporting that the Polish government recorded an 8-hour waiting period on Sunday at the Polish border with Belarus for trucks leaving the European Union following a sanctions deadline on Saturday. The EU has imposed a full ban on Russian and Belarusian freight road operators working in the EU. This was part of the fifth round of sanctions against Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. The ban came into effect on Saturday. Former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori, who's been serving a prison term for crimes against humanity committed during his presidency, was hospitalized Sunday for the second time in a month, this according to prison authorities. He's 83 years old and has served 15 years of a 25